Brother Randy Matador just went on. He had a good start. Good to be here this morning. Good to see each one of you in the Lord's house. I want you to pray for us. Don't know which way hardly we'll go, what we'll do this morning. But I'm just going to try to mind the Lord. That's all I know to do. And just present a body for the Lord to use. And I'll have to get him out of the way if the Lord uses him. Appreciate the song service this morning. I just sat in our songs that they sung, and many thoughts run through our mind. Could never thank the Lord enough for all the blessings and benefits He's blessed us with down this journey of life. And you know, I was sitting there thinking about most people this day and time don't realize what the Lord's done for them. And where are we at? We're further down the road than you think we are. The Lord's done more for us than what you think He has. Most of the time, including myself. But I'm thankful when the Lord shows me what He's done in this life, how He's blessed us, and what we got. Is Randy talking about the song? The Son has set us free. I'm not bound no more. I'm not in the night no more. I'm in the day. Children of the day. I want you to pray. I hope and pray that I can get over in the Lord's hands this morning and preach what the Lord's laid on our heart. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I preached on this last couple of Sundays, and I can't get away from it. Now, I ain't never done that in as long as I've been preaching, but I just can't get away from it. And I believe it's a message that the whole world needs to hear. And the church needs to hear. And if the Lord will help us this morning, and I'm just walking by faith, trusting Him that He will. There's some things in here that the Lord showed me that I've never seen till the other day. And it'll just stir your heart. The Lord shows you something. Very, very familiar scripture. I've preached on it some of this here, I know, probably in the past, but I can't help it. If you'll turn with us, if you'll read with us, Genesis, the 44th chapter. Very, very familiar scripture. As I said, I've preached on Joseph and his brothers several times, but it's amazing when you read and go to meditating and the Lord shows you something that you ain't seen out of Scripture that you think, well, I know all about that, but you don't know all about it. The Lord will show you you don't know all about it. He can open your mind to some things that you ain't never seen. So you pray for us this morning. 44th chapter of the book of Genesis. And we may try to read through the whole chapter. Lord ben a helper. And he commanded his stewards of his house, saying, fill the men's sack with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest. And his corn money, and he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto the steward, up, follow after the men, and when thou hast overtaken them, say unto them, wherefore has ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. And he looked, and he overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, wherefore saith the Lord these words, God forbid that the servant should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then shall we steal out of the Lord's house silver and gold? With whomsoever of thy servant it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. And he said, now also let it be according to your word. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched and began at the elder and left at the younger, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes and laid every man his ass and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, what deed is this that you have done? Woe you not that such a man as I can certainly divine? And Judah said, what shall we say unto the Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we cleanse ourselves? For God has found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are thy Lord's servant, both we and he also with whom the cup is found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, you get up in peace unto your father. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ear, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked thy servant, saying, have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, we have a father and an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. And thou saidest unto thy servant, bring him down unto me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. Thou saidest unto thy servant, except your younger brother come down with you, ye shall see my face no more. And it came to pass when we came up unto the servant, my Lord father, and we tell him the words of my Lord, and our father says, go again and buy us a little food. And we said, we cannot go down. If our younger brother be not with us, then we will go down. For we may not see the man's face except our younger brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, we know that my wife bore me two sons, And the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if ye take this also from me, and mischief befalls him, ye shall bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, he shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hair of my servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became security for the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come upon my father. Now, I know that's missing a lot of words and this and that, but I can't help it. You just pray for us this morning. There's a message in there this morning, and I don't know. Matter of fact, I'm just going to be honest with you this morning. I've got a couple of thoughts, and I don't know which way to go, just to be honest with you, but you pray for us for just a few minutes this morning. Lord, being our helper, and I know this morning I'll probably have to lay a little background before we get started and get over maybe into the message, but you pray for us for just a few minutes. And one thought that I had, Lord, give us, he said, you'll not see my face no more unless your younger brother comes down with you. Now you pray, you'll not see me, my face no more unless your younger brother comes with you this morning. Now you pray, and I'll get over maybe another thought in a minute. I don't know which way I'm going. I just start right in the middle, and it's hard to start. But listen, I'm going to say this morning, whether you realize it or not this morning, there's two of you. This morning. They's the elder and they's the younger. Just as sure as we're here this morning. And you're looking at the elder right here this morning. But you cannot see the younger unless, praise God, the Spirit of God gets on him and you can see him this morning. Amen. Just as sure as we're here this morning. You know the story. There was a famine in the land. Amen. And Joseph and his brother, Joseph was just a lad over there. His brother was down yonder with his father's cattle watching him. And his father said, go down there and check on your brethren. Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brother, and said, I was in the field and my sheep stood upright and yours laid down. He said, you think that I'm going to bow down to you? We're not going to bow down to our little brother. Yeah. Well, I'll just throw this in. If you ever get anywhere with the Lord, you'll bow down. This old man don't want to hear no such as that. He's number one. He's his man, his own man. And don't you tell him what to do or how to do or when to do. You may have him to fight. But listen, if you get in the way with the Lord, you go out to bow down to the inward man. Lord knows what he is doing. He knows how to handle me and you too. I'm going to show you if the Lord let me. I promise you, the Lord can make you, pray God, humble this old man. Amen. And become willing, praise God, to bring your little brother with you. It's your choice this morning. You can rebel against God and stub up against God and not bring your little brother with you, and you'll die and go to hell and burn in the lake of fire. It's a fact this morning. But I'm going to say, pray God, if you escape the lake of fire, you're going to have to bring your younger brother with you. You said, I won't never do that. Well, you'll die in your sins. One of the two. They told their younger brother, we're not going to bow down to you, son. You can forget it. He dreamed another dream. Said his father and his mother would even bow down. Well, they said, you crazy. You think mom and daddy's going to bow down to you? But listen, God had a plan. Yes, sir. God had a plan. And he was setting it in force. If you'll have it, it had started. Amen. So listen, they made him mad. They didn't like Joseph. They hated him. Yes, they did. Jacob loved Joseph more than his other brother. You say, well, that ain't right. Well, no, in this life, we don't look at it like that. We think we ought to love our kids all the same. And we ought to. We ought not show no difference. But in God's eyes, there's a difference between this old man you're looking at and the inward man. This old man you're looking at, sinful, always will be, and it'll never change. Although this one in here, if we'll listen to this one in here, he can keep this old outward man under subjection and keep him in line. Yeah, and if you do, God will bless you for it. He sent Joseph down there to spy on his brothers and see how there's a fire. And he went down there, and you know what they done? They saw him coming. Said, yonder comes that dreamer boy. We know what we'll do. We'll just kill him. Amen. And get rid of him. And they tore his coat off of him of many colors. Don't you know Joseph loved that coat and tried to not to get him to do such as that. They done it. They hated him. They was going to get him to do away with a dreamer boy. Yes, sir, they're going to kill him. Carry his coat back over and say they found this coat. Put some blood on it. We don't know what happened to him, but we don't even know where this is his coat or not. There's a line through their teeth. They didn't know it's his coat. You can make all excuses you want to. They won't work. Thou unexcusable old man. You're talking about odds against him. There wasn't but one of him. There was 10 of these boys. You're talking about odds against us. Me and you. I promise you, this and up here will tell you 10 things you ought not to do. And this and in here trying to get you to do something. I'll guarantee you, this and here will come up with 10 different reasons why not. That's the odds we got against us. Amen. And we got to overcome all them odds. Yeah. Amen. If you ever get with the Lord, and you ain't going to get in touch with the Lord until you do bring your little brother. God ain't going to hear this, old man. You can forget it. You say, why are you crazy? Well, am I? Let's just see if I am. If you think you can pray on your own, go right ahead and see where you get. We say a lot of prayers, But at least a few prayed. I say a prayer all the time. I got a prayer on my mind all the time. Ain't you? Where they get, they don't get very far. Amen. Listen, if I get a prayer through, I'm going to have to humble this inward man, this younger man, has got to pray, not the outward. Right out of the abundance of the heart, mouth speaking, the sincerity prayer of your heart is a prayer. That's a prayer. The sincere desire of your heart. Amen. You don't have to say a word, but you got to humble your heart. With a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you can get in touch with Him. You can see His face. Praise God. And that's what He wants to see. What? I'll never get through with this morning. I don't got too much. They got him and they throwed him in a pit. You know the story. These men come by and one of them said, well, it ain't going to do us no good to kill him. We ain't going to get nothing out of that. Lord, just get him out there and sell him. Yeah. So they got him up and sold him. I think for 30 pieces or 20 pieces of silver to the Ishmaelites. What's going on down to Egypt? Amen. They got him up out of the hole and sold him to them. So they carried Joseph off down into a far country. What do you think they done with our Lord Savior Jesus Christ? He come to His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as He did, they became the sons of God, but they sold Him out. Amen. Said, do away with Him, crucify Him. We don't want Him. Ain't that what they done to our Lord and Savior? They hated Him. See, Joseph, Joseph was their way out of the trouble they was in, and they would not accept him. What? He was their little brother. He was the younger. And if you're where you'll have it or not this morning, this and right in here is our way out. It's our path to glory. You reject Him, not have nothing to do, let Him come out and be set free. You've got the power to keep him bound, but it'll carry you to the lake of fire if you do it. This is our way out right here. Joseph was their way out, and they didn't know it. Jesus Christ was the Jews' way out, and they did not realize it. They'd crucify him. But oh, listen. The love that God Almighty had for me and you. He didn't just wipe them off the face of the earth and this thing end right there. His mercy, praise God, give them the second chance. Yeah. Yeah. He give them the second chance. Listen, where you'll have it or not this morning, there's a difference in the second than they are the first. Where you'll have it or not. Amen. There's a difference. Yes, they are. Thank God they are this morning. And you can look through the Bible and find it time and time again. The second time is different than the first. What are you saying? Didn't the Lord give these boys a second chance? Huh? They went down to Egypt to buy corn. Wound up bowing down there before Joseph. Said they wasn't going to do it. They did do it. But they done it in the flesh. Amen. They just got down in show, I guess, and bowed down. They really hadn't bowed their heart down yet, but it's coming. Yeah! Try to pray and turn over a new leaf and do better if you want to in this old man. Praise God, you ain't going to get there until you bring your younger brother. He said, you spies the reason you come down here to see the nakedness of the land. They said, no, we ain't. We true men. We all of one man's sons, all of us. We're true men. One is not, nothing is yet, yonder with his father. Now there's 10 of us here. Joseph said, you're spies. You come to see the nakedness of the land. He said, you go back over yonder and get your younger brother and bring him down here to verify that you are true men. Then I'll give you the right to traffic through the land. He throwed him in jail for 3 days. And he said, I fear Lord, God Almighty, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to let them boys out and I'm going to tell them they're going to leave one and the rest of them can get some corn and go back over yonder and feed their family before they starve to death. Ain't God merciful? He knows what kind of shape is over there in that land. They're starving to death. He's going to get some food back over there to feed them. Yeah. So they left one down there and got their sacks full of corn and headed out. And when they got over there and opened one of the sacks, they found their money in it. Then they got scared to death. Yeah. He done accused us of spies. Now he's going to accuse us of being thieves. Well, just wait on. It's going to get worse on you if you think you can stub up against God and not listen to this little inward man and him wanting out all the time to be free. Just keep him bound. It's going to get worse on you. I promise you that. You'll get to the point, pray God, you'll be begging and crying and begging the Lord to get you out of the mess you in. If you don't believe it, ask these people sitting here who's been in that condition, and the Lord saved them. They went on back over to their house, poured their corn out, and every man's money was in his sack, to every bit of it, every penny of it. They just didn't understand it. They didn't know how it got in there, but it was in there. Showed it to their daddy, and they were scared to death. But Joseph told them, you leave Simeon, I believe it was, you leave him here and the rest of you can go back over here and carry some corn. But don't you come back down here to get no more corn without your younger brother being with you. If you do, you shall not see my face. So they got over there and they eat up what corn they had. Their daddy said, go back down yonder, boys, and get some more corn. We got to have something to eat. Well, they went to pleading with daddy. They said, the man told us to bring our younger brother back with us, with him. With us, we come back down there. We shall not see his face. And we ain't going unless you let Benjamin go with us. Yeah. Now it's falling in Benjamin's lot. Yeah, Joseph was typical. He was the leader of Egypt down there. Now it fell down. What I'm trying to say, this is the second change them boys had. Yes, sir. Benjamin's turn now. He was their little brother. Yeah, Joseph was down there in Egypt, but Benjamin was their little brother now. And that's who they're going to have to bring down Egypt with them. And for them to live and their families to live, they had to bring Benjamin with them. Or they wasn't going to see Joseph's face no more. See, they didn't know Joseph, but Joseph knowed them. He knowed everything they had done. How they treated him. To John tell, well, the Lord knows everything you've done. You ain't got not one thing hid. Yeah, we do stuff and we try to hide it. We don't want nobody to know. I'm still guilty of that too. You are too. In the old flesh. But let me ask you something. How many prayers you get through when you got something like that on your conscience? Huh? How many you get through to the Lord when you got something like that again? Tearing your conscience up. No, you're guilty. Huh? You can't do it. You can't do it. Because he don't want this old man in here. He wants this in here. Amen. And I'll guarantee you it'll take the starch out of this old man if he brings his little brother down here and pours his heart out. Amen. This old man will have to bring him. Amen. This old man's in charge of this in here to bring him down to the Lord. But I promise you, you'll have to let this old man do it. And if you'll do it, God will bless you for it. I read in you the 44th chapter. This was the second time they come. It was different the first time. Yeah, read and see if it wasn't. A lot of difference. Yeah, a lot of difference. As I said, there's a difference in the second time than they are the first time. If you don't believe it, I'll just show you a point or two, and I'll try to go on. What about the Shunammite woman? And her son died. And she went off down there to get the man of God. And he come back up there. They laid the lad on her on his bed. And there and left him. He's dead. Amen. And Elisha went in and shut the door upon them too and stretched himself out upon the child. Praise God, his hands on his hands and his face on his face, covered him completely up, and his body grew warm. Yeah. Huh? Flesh grew warm. Listen, they was glory in the law. Huh? But it couldn't give life. Brandy preached one time from glory to glory. Yeah. The law was needful. That's what brought us to Christ. The first time he stretched out upon that body, it grew warm. Yeah. Huh? The Bible said he got up and he walked to and fro through the room, walking, pacing back and forth. And then he went back over and got on the child and laid on him again the second time. Yeah. And what happened? It was different the first time. Yeah. The child sneezed for 7 times. Praise God. And he woke up. Life come into him. The first covenant couldn't give life. It took the second covenant to give me new life. It'll take this younger man in here to give me new life this morning. He is the second. What? The first man is of the earth earthly. Huh? But the second is the Lord from glory. Yeah, that's who's in here. And I promise you right now, by the authority of God's word, when you bring him down here and he humbles down and goes to praying, I'm telling you right now, you can move heaven, this throne itself. The Lord will hear him. I'll just give you another example. Elisha was weary on his journey and laid down over under a juniper tree and went off to sleep. Angel come by and smote him and said, "Get up, eat, for the journey is too great." He got up and eat. Laid back down. Angel come back and smote him a second time. Said, "Rise up and eat, because the journey is too great." The Bible said he rose up and eat. And on the strength of that meat, he went 40 days and nights. Amen. Huh? First time he just laid back down and went to sleep. Next time he got up and went 40 days and 40 nights on the strength of that meat. Huh? Yeah, that's just the way it is. Second time makes a difference. Moses went up on the Mount Sinai to get the law, and God wrote it on stones. When he come off the mountain, they was down there naked and dancing, having a party, and he made Moses mad. He threw the stone down and broke them. Huh? But he sent Moses back to the top of the mountain. Go the second time, Moses. Yeah. And he went up there the second time. And God took his finger and wrote the Ten Commandments in the stone. And when Moses come off the mountain that time, there's a difference than there was the first time. He had to put a veil over his face because the people couldn't even look on him. So God knowed what he was doing when he told him, boys, or Joseph told him it was the Lord. He is typical of the Lord. He knows exactly what he's telling when he told him, boys, "Unless your younger brother's with me, you ain't going to see my face." And they knowed he meant it. I'll say this morning, when the Lord speaks to your heart, he means it. You can reject him, you can turn from him. But I promise you, by the authority of God's word, it'll cost you and you'll be a miserable person. Amen. If you want peace and happiness and joy, you'll have to get up in this old stiff-necked, stubborn, sinful man or woman, either one, and make your way down to an altar and bring your little brother. And when you do, you can find peace and happiness. Their father said, "Carry him. If I be bereaved of my children, I'll just be bereaved. We got to have something to eat. Carry him on down there. Maybe God will show us mercy." I think that's what he's done. The Jews wouldn't have Christ. They'd done away with him, crucified him. Through his death and his resurrection, he come the second time. And give them the second chance to repent of their sins and make things right. Just like Benjamin was the second. Joseph was first, so to speak. Benjamin was the second chance them boys had to repent of their sorry ways and what they'd done. And that's all Joseph wanted them to do, Randy, just to confess their faults and how they had treated him. That's all the Lord wants you to do this morning. I don't know what you got in your mind and think the Lord wants you to do. All he wants you to do, just just come. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sinful ways. Amen. If you'll do that with a broken heart, contrite spirit, the Lord will save your soul. Amen. Yes, He will. That's all He wanted them boys to do. When they got back down there the second time, they brought money. They brought more money with them. They brought the money they had the first, and even brought Joseph some presents. And give them to him. Went to the steward's house. The steward come to the door. Went down to Joseph's house, and the steward comes, and they started pleading with the steward, trying to tell him, confessing their faults to him. Said, we don't know how this money got back in our sack. We brought it down here the first time, we give it to y'all. Next thing you know, we went back and we found it in our sack. Here it is again, and here's more money. Here's some presents. We need some more corn. But they still hadn't got there with an old and broken heart and a contrite spirit. Huh? Well, let's just go on and see. Joseph told them, said, fill their sacks up and put all they can carry in them sacks. And he said, I want you to put my silver cup, a golden cup, in the younger sack. He's seen his brother. He's seen Benjamin. And his bowels yearned on him. He turned and went into a room and wept. He did. Ain't that what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ done when he stretched his arms out? He said, Old Jerusalem, Old Jerusalem, I wept for him. As a hen gathered her brood, I'd gather you under my wings, and you would not. And he wept because they rejected him. Joseph wept. Because them boys hadn't got to the place of repenting yet. No, they hadn't. No, they hadn't. Amen. So Joseph said, fill their sacks up and put my silver cup in the younger sack and let them go. Well, they got ready the next morning. They went out in daylight and took off. And they hadn't got out of more out of town. And Joseph said to the steward, get up and go out there and stop them and search them. One that's got the silver cup in it, he's going to be my servant. Well, let me just throw this in. If you ever want to be happy in this walk of life, you're going to become a servant. Yeah. Where you'll have it or not. That's who's blessed. Greatest job in the Lord's kingdom is a servant. Read the book and see if it ain't. If you want to be king and king and lord of lords, you ain't going to get nowhere. But he said, many of you want to be great. Let him become a servant. He also says, if you keep this life, you shall lose it. But if you lose this life, my sake in the gospel, you shall have life. What is he saying? He's saying, you got to tear this old man down. You got to break him down. You're going to have to listen to your heart, not your mind. As I said a while ago, there's 10 up here telling you this, and there's one down here telling you this. You're going to have to listen to your little brother. They went out there and found them, searched their sacks. And all them boys said, if you find this silver cup, any of us, he'll die. He can die and all the rest of us will be bondmen. Because they were sure they didn't have no silver cup. Well, he got down to the youngest and there it was. And I read in your hearing where all 10 of them saddled their ass and went back down to the city. Every one of them went back down there to plead for Benjamin, their little brother. Huh? That's where you're going to have to get. You're going to have to plead for your little brother. You're going to have to break this old stubborn man down and go to pleading for your little brother. You've got to become willing to give this life up for your little brother.
Amen.
Exactly what they had to do. Ain't it? Yes, sir. That's exactly what they had to do. They come back down there. And Judah, he made a speech, sure enough. He was pleading with Joseph. And said, you told us to do this and do that. And we done everything that you told us to do. And we brought our younger brother with us. let me be the bondman and let my little brother go back home to his father. And he said, no. All I want is one that had the little cup in his hand. The rest of you can just get up and go on back home to your daddy. He's going to be my servant. And they pleaded and they begged and they pleaded. Joseph saw their heart. They was willing to give their life up to send Benjamin back to their father because they knowed it would carry his gray hair to the grave if he didn't go back with him. How can we go back up our, to our father and the lad be not with us? They couldn't do it. They know what was going to happen. Listen, and let me just show you this. You might not have never seen this. I'm going to read it for you. I don't want to misquote it. Listen, now therefore when I come to thy servant my father and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life. Even Isaac, Jacob's life was bound up in the lad's life. What? Sure it was. The sun and the moon and the stars bowed down, didn't they? All had to bow down, amen, and confess Jesus Christ as Lord of Lord and King of Kings, or you ain't a going to heaven. Even his daddy, his life was bound up in the lad's life. Mine and yours is bound up in the lad's life. This one right in here. And if you go home to be with the Lord and spend eternity with Him rejoicing, listen, you're going to have to make him, this old stubborn man here, you're going to have to bring him down and make him carry the lad down to the Lord. And when he sees the lad, he'll answer your prayer. How hard it is, hardest thing you'll ever do is humble this old man down and bring your younger brother to the Lord. Hardest thing you'll ever do. But let me say this, and I'll hush. I'll let Randy finish this one of these days. If you'll humble yourself and bring the little lad to the Lord, I promise you right now, all the blessings and all the riches and all the mercy of God Almighty is yours. I got you down to where the blessings was fixing to start. Joseph wept aloud. He said, I'm your brother that you sold out to Egypt. They could not speak a word. They never spoke a word till about 17 or 18 verses in the next chapter before they ever spoke a word. They was listening to Joseph talk, speechless. The chances that the Lord's given you to get saved time and time again, and when you face Him without Him, you'll be speechless. You'll have not one word to say. No excuses will work. Joseph made himself known, and all of Egypt rejoiced because Joseph's brothers had come down. Yeah. Pharaoh rejoiced, and Pharaoh said, Joseph, get these wagons and fill them up with stuff and go over yonder and get your dad and your family and everything and come on down here. The good of Egypt's theirs. Huh? Go and read it and see if he didn't bless them. Bless them. 10 ashes laden with meat and bread and all of this kind of stuff. And 10 she ashes laden with other stuff and all of this and the wagons to carry them back down there. Don't tell me that he didn't send enough stuff to bless him, boy, on their journey. Did do it. Well, that's the way he does, me and you. He give us more than we need. Yes, he has. He'd only give us life eternal, praise God, in this walk of life. Amen. He's give us something to eat on the journey.
All because we humbled this old man down and brought this inward younger man and brought him to the Lord. Through Benjamin, Joseph blessed these boys, wept and hugged their necks and kissed every one of them. It was through Benjamin that their life sustained. It's through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you have life and have it more abundantly. I could go on again, but I don't feel like it's expedient. While we get a verse of a song, I don't know your heart. Brother Randy can come or sit where he wants to. Stand if he wants to, whatever. While we all stand, sing a verse of a song, don't know your heart, don't know where you're at. But let me ask you, how long has it been since you got a prayer through? I ain't getting on to you, church. I hope you didn't take it that way. But I'm just showing the church that's where you're going to have to come if you get in touch with the Lord. You got to bring this inward man. You can come up here and say the prettiest prayer they are, but it won't do a bit of good in this old flesh. If you ever sang a song and it mean anything, it'll have to come from the heart, won't it? Huh? I don't care how pretty your voice is, Susan, you just can't sing it within yourself. It just don't work too good. I've sung a many of them and didn't get nowhere. Done a good job. Didn't miss a note, I don't think. But I didn't get nowhere. There's been a few times I sung. I sung from the heart. That's where you'll have to pray from this morning. If you get in touch with the Lord, get in touch with Him and see if He don't bless you this morning. While we sing, while you come.